Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Okay, on with the show. Tonight it's about crystals, source of energy, and how to use them. We have two of my awesome stars here. I have people also in the chat room that are my stars, but I have with us tonight Stars Maya and Stars Dragon Spirit to talk about, and what I understand is the crystals vibrate to a number, and I have a huge crystal, I have to tell you, ladies. It's a big one. It's really big. I got it from a friend of Dragon Spirits in Florida, another lady in Florida, and it's sitting around my tub, and thank goodness it's so heavy my cat cannot knock it off. He can't do it at all because it's so big, which is a bonus right there. So, ladies, if you will, start our topic discussion here, and I'm going to go check on our callers.
Sure. Okay. Well, this is Stars Maya speaking, and as you heard Stars Cast talk about crystals, which I absolutely love crystals. And as always, I want to present to our listeners that you're going to be hearing from two of us what our take and some suggestions and guidance and information we have about crystals, but that isn't necessarily the only view. There is a very broad view on crystals, and a lot of people have their favorites, and there's many experts on star psychics and at Stars with a Z that also have the ability and work with crystals and have different. So there's no wrong. Always remember, in spirituality, there's really no right or wrong. That's one of the things I love, too, about spirituality is there's very many different beliefs. There's no right or wrong. So starting out, I will say that I do give credit to God. I recognize God is my creator, and that doesn't mean you have to. But I love the beauty that he's created that is within the earth. And crystals, gemstones, there's just a variety of geodes. I could go on and on. Turquoise, amethyst, all sorts of things. And these are all naturally, or the ones that I'm referring to are naturally created. So what a wondrous thing that we have these living crystals that are alive. So my favorite, which I'm going to start out with, is the clear quartz crystal. That is absolutely my favorite. It comes in different shapes. You can see, if you have it, I have quite a bit through my house. I have a very dear friend that has been a supplier. And I also live in northwest Arkansas where there's many natural mines of clear quartz. There's some other, there's amethyst crystals and such. But clear quartz is my favorite because I feel like it can do so many different things. It's almost as though it can be a chameleon, and it can work with you. If you need balancing, it can work as a balancing stone. If you need healing, it can work as a healing stone. And if you need vitality, energy, it can work that way too. And it comes in different shapes and different sizes. I have large pieces around my fireplace. But of all the stones and the crystals and their powers, I feel probably from what I'm shown and what I've seen in my life is that clear crystal quartz is probably one of the most powerful and the most variable stones, gemstones, whatever term you want to use, available. So that being said, let's move on to Stars Dragon Spirit and see what she has to share with us.
Thank you, Stars Maya. Hello, Miss Stars Cast and everybody that's in the room and on the phone. First, I'd like to say I agree. The quartz family was one of the things that I wanted to focus on tonight. Let's just say I'm in my mid-50s. I've been working with crystals since I was 12. And there is a large difference between all of them. And you're right, Stars Maya, in regards to in the United States, if you, you know, are looking for the gold mine of quartz and where most of your stores get their supplies of quartz, it is from Arkansas. Arkansas is the state in the United States, in this country, insofar as obtaining the largest amount of quartz. Second to that is South Africa. The quartz family is very, very large. It is one of the most versatile. It is one of the most, shall I say, clean crystals to work with. In the quartz family, you have rose quartz, which is my signature stone for this lifetime. You have smoky quartz. You have amethyst. You have citrine. And now, well, about 20 years ago, 21 years ago, they came across a big threshold when they found what's known as ametrine. It's a cross between the amethyst and a cross with the citrine in it. It's inclusive in it. But it is one of the best stones to work with. When you talk about crystals and different things, they are a living substance being, however you wish to term it, just as your body is living, just as though you see a live plant and so forth, crystals carry a vibration. Like Stars Cast said, do vibrate to a number. This goes into numerology, primarily because I'm going to keep it short because the show is really short. Numerologically, every letter in the alphabet vibrates to a different number. Therefore, each one has a lesson attached to it. So these different stones and different crystals also vibrate to the same number. So if you know, say, for instance, if you have a chart done and you're missing X, Y, and Z consonants, then you know those are the lessons that you're going to have to work on, so it's really great to surround yourself with those type of stones. Warning, though, a lot of people that begin working with quartz find themselves getting overwhelmed sometimes, and that's just the way quartz is. If you wear it in a jewelry, say, for instance, if you have a point that you have set in a piece of jewelry, if it is pointing down on that necklace, you're going to end up being very grounded, okay, and you're also going to feel a lot of issues stir up. And just the same for the opposite. If it's pointing up, you're going to pull in a lot of higher consciousness. That means the vibration of your body is going to change. You're going to feel things shift in your body, temperature changes, sweats maybe, a lot of different things, but it is a wonderful stone to heal with. To get a little bit further into it, quartz is great insofar as configurations. There are a lot of different types of quartz. There are points. There's some that's called barnacles, some that's called shovels, some that's called channelers, and that is a whole different encyclopedia unto itself. But the point is, you can come across these, and they're specialists. They have a particular area that they work in. And two, I want to let everybody know, you know, when you go into a store to buy a crystal or a stone, don't get your mind involved in it a lot. If something's calling to you, it's calling to you for a reason. Don't question it. Just get it. Take it home. There's a procedure to cleanse it and everything, and you'll be really happy you got it. Second, prominent thing, I'm sorry, I wanted to get this out while I was thinking about it. A lot of people, when it comes to cleansing your crystals and stones, please, please, please do not put them in salt. They are a living thing. They carry both female, male energies and so forth. That's the reason they use quartz in watches and in TVs and everything else. When you put them in salt, it short circuits them. If you have them in stark light, it will harm them. Crystals grow in caves and in very dark, damp, cool places. They do not grow out in the sun. They do not grow in the ocean, per se. All of these things, as long as you go by a rule of thumb, say how your body is, then you can apply it to the quartz. And then you will have something that will work with you as a healing tool, will work with you insofar as you're growing. Sorry, didn't mean to go on for so long.
I have a question. Stars Maya, have you been to any of the mines in Arkansas?
Oh, absolutely. That's where all my crystals, and I was going to say that any time that you can get a crystal that's pure from the mines, that is the best way to get them once they've been, like, jewelry is good, but once it's been rolled and put in the machine, and a lot of times they enhance the color, some of the properties
yes.
are taken. So all of the crystals that I have, the clear quartz, the amethyst, citrine, I have several geodes, kyanite, malachite, I have so many, I don't even, turquoise, they all come
mm-hmm.
from the natural mines in Arkansas. I'm very lucky that the mine, one of the biggest ones, which is Russellville, is not even quite 2 hours for me, if you can believe that.
Lucky you.
Oh, I'm going to hit you up for one of those crystals. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I have, what do I have, Stars, Dragon Spirit, what do I have? Mine is, do you remember what mine is?
You got a very prominent point. That point, in essence, is what's known as a channeler.
Oh.
The configuration of it for a channeler. That particular crystal you've had for a very long time. It's become an old friend. Crystals have gatekeepers. They do have living organisms within them. So yours has befriended you for a very long time.
Yes, probably since, I want to say, 2002. I've had that.
Right around there.
And I moved it. I moved it around my tub, like I said, so that my I knew my cat couldn't. I mean, I had a big cat once that probably could have moved it a little bit, but I was afraid that, you know, something would knock off. So I just put it around my tub, and, it looks really happy there, if a crystal can look happy, I guess. And but you know what? I like amethyst, too. Now, Stars Maya, you have one of those also, an amethyst?
I actually have, yes. I have an amethyst cathedral. It's about 4 foot high, and it is alive and growing, and it's absolutely beautiful. And it's used more for the home, for balancing the energies, especially in the work that I do. Yes, I do have one. It's not only beautiful to look at, but I can just feel the energy radiate in the home, and I use it. That's why I feel that crystals can serve so many purposes at once. It's almost as though they are able to tap into our energy, and they definitely, as Stars Dragon Spirit mentioned, they are alive, and energy is always shifting. So I feel that they do shift to the need of the home or the wearer or the person that's
yes.
handling it or the owner. So yes,
oh.
I have a pretty good-sized amethyst, what I call a cathedral. I have a lot of different ones. I have some points, like we were talking about. And you can see on if you, anyone, I don't know about yours, Stars Cast, but can you see the new growth where the little terminators come out?
Oh, I don't know. I just, you know, I really don't handle, it's always by me, and I really don't handle it that much, so I don't know exactly. I'm not that familiar, so I don't really know quite what you're talking about. You mean it continues to grow, you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, it can get bigger? Well,
no,
I can tell you one thing. It's it is my buddy. It was never before. I had it someplace, and then I put it on my dresser. And then all of a sudden one day, I don't know how many weeks ago, I looked at it and I thought, I think it needs to be in a better place. And so I put it around my tub. And now, of course, that's where I take my bath. And I think I probably had it hidden because when my husband was alive, there was just too much chaos. And maybe that had something to do with it. But I do know, and I can say this, that and I don't know if it's because of that. You two would have to tell me. But I am feeling more serene, more calm than I ever was before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is the conductive?
Pardon me?
Go ahead.
I guess that's what it's doing. It must be doing that for me.
It enlarges it. It causes it to amplify. Whenever you have water around a crystal, especially if it's a serene type setting, that crystal is going to amplify the energy that it's space that it's in. Just like Stars Maya had said, she feels these through the house. And anyone who works with their crystals, which are actually spiritual tools, they do change. Once you have bonded with the energy of a crystal, that crystal is just as you said, it will be your buddy. It will talk to you if you sit still, center, and listen, or if you hold it in your hand. It will convey a certain type of feeling, a certain vibration that you're going to recognize. You'll definitely recognize the shift. I have so many, everybody says it looks like that I have a store.
How do you know when they're growing? And I can get an answer from both of you. I mean, what does that look like? I mean, I have no clue.
Go ahead, Dr. Maya.
Well, when you see them growing, you'll see, like, depending on, I mean, if you have a pretty, what's the word I want to use? If you have a pretty, fairly raw one that still has some rock on the outside, which is what I have.
Natural formation.
Usually towards the center, you'll see small, I call them small terminators, but they're little pieces and they're shaped rectangularly with just a slanted point, and you'll start to see, or they can be even like arrow pointed, you'll start to see new ones come on top of the old ones. I mean, you have to pay a little bit of attention. But you will see they do grow. They now different ones are for different purposes. So smoother ones aren't going to have as much growth. Like a double terminator that's blocked over is not. You're not going to see the growth quite as much as the open, more geode type. But you should be able to see little tiny points starting out. Sometimes
well, I'm looking at mine right now because I wanna, and it's really funny. Some of that is smooth. Well, this is interesting. I've never learned so much. Some of this is kind of smooth. I'd have to take a picture of it to show the two of you because Stars Dragon Spirit never saw this one. But you know what? I do see a point coming out. I'm gonna have to keep track of this. I'm gonna have to keep watching.
Sure.
There's a glisteny part. Excuse me, to it, where it's very, you know how I always say I like crystals that sparkle? Well, it's really kind of funny because it does have sparkles on it, and I really didn't pay any attention to them before. So it's probably, you know, changing a little bit to more pleasing. And I see points coming from the bottom. Does that mean anything? Excuse me. I see points coming. Wow. If I turn it on its side, oh, my. There's a lot of them.
There should be a rainbow in there. A lot of quartz crystals get what's known as inclusions. With those inclusions, if you really look at your crystal, okay, you're going to see some of them have rainbows, which is great. Some of them you can see animal totems in.
I'm so glad that I wanted to talk about that. Go ahead. I'm glad you brought that up.
But
awesome. Okay.
Most of my quartz, okay, and all of the varieties of quartz, which I do have, each one of them has inclusions, or they have an inclusion to the point. I have, for instance, I have a sphere, which I don't have a whole lot of polished crystals, by the way. I agree with you, Stars Maya. I like the natural formations and the natural growth. I do not like it when they are altered. And there are a lot of stores, believe it or not, and dealers. What they will do is they will take a clear quartz, they will microwave it and make it into a raspberry quartz or something of that nature. I do not like something that has been altered. I want the natural properties and the natural inclusions and so forth. But this sphere that I'm telling you about was gifted to me by a friend about, 17, 18 years ago. It is a smoky quartz, and it has an inclusion to where there is an eagle inside of that crystal. And it's interesting because every person that has looked at it has seen it. They're like, did you know there's an eagle in here? And I said, yes. They're like, this is the first time I've ever seen that. You will see different things within your crystal. Just to let you know, the perfectly clear crystal that you see is known as a grade A, and it is male. The milky ones that you see, those are known as the female. But yes, every single one does have animal totems, does carry a certain vibration, does have different patterns within it. It's just a matter of if you are going to take the time to look at it, number one, and number two, you may not recognize it when you first buy it. After you go through some lessons and you might learn a few things, you're going to go back to that quartz crystal and look at it, and you will see things that you didn't see before.
Yeah, you know, I never paid attention really. And I shouldn't be, I mean, well, I'm interacting here anyways, that's okay. But I never paid attention to mine really until just now. And I tipped it over on the other, you know, underneath and looked. And I've got all these things coming down, but they could have been there. But now you can bet I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to be keeping close tabs on it to see. Pardon me?
You have it located around water, which is a damp place. Again, crystals grow in dark caves. They grow way in the ground in Mother Earth. They grow in dark, cool places.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to be watching
now,
it.
Now, I'm going to interject here because I see it a little bit differently, which, again, as we know, it's good to get all the input. I believe that we can recharge our crystals in water, as long as there's not salt, so in distilled water or moving
yes.
water, like if you have a fountain. I also
yes.
use sunlight to recharge my crystals, and I also, my favorite is moonlight. So, and I would like to share with our listeners, so if they're thinking of obtaining a crystal, one of the best things that I would like to recommend is that you go online and you go to the mines where you can get them straight from the mines. Even though they may not be polished, they're actually going to have much better energy. And as Stars Dragon Spirit mentioned in the beginning, go with your gut because you will find, I do agree with Stars Dragon Spirit, that you may not notice it when you first get it. But my very favorite crystal, one of the first ones that I picked out, I'm very attuned to wolves, and I didn't notice it the first day or two, and I keep it in a special cedar box. I don't let anyone else handle that particular crystal, only myself, and I only use it for very specific purposes. But about the third or fourth day that I had it, and I started turning it around and looking at it, you could see, and I showed family members, I said, you can't touch it, you can just look at it, but you can make out, it's very, very clear, the head of a wolf. So it is, I do agree that rainbows, animal totems, a lot of people will say they see the shape of a dragonfly, a butterfly, a rose, a flower. It is definitely symbolic in some way to their life. So for our listeners, definitely use your instincts or your intuition to pick something out. Try to avoid the specialized jewelry stores. Instead, go to gem or rock shops where they're rougher. You do want that rougher state. And then there's a variety of ways and a variety of ideas on how to clean and care for and recharge. Like for example, Stars Dragon Spirit, what do you recommend when someone brings a crystal home, or as far as actually cleaning it? Do you have any recommendations, or do you basically you feel that it doesn't require any type of cleaning?
I'm glad you brought that up, Stars Maya. First, let me say I agree with you. Anyone. It doesn't matter if you have one crystal. It doesn't matter if you have 50 crystals, okay? Do not let someone else touch your crystal. What happens is they imbue whatever energy they carry, whatever issues they're carrying, any type of energy within them is transferred to your crystal. And when this happens, it knocks the crystal off balance. Again, I agree with you, Starsmaya. I have very, very few what I call polished or finished pieces. Everything is in its natural state. And yes, definitely. When you go and purchase one, again, you're going to walk in, and especially if you're sensitive to energy and vibrations and things, you will feel a lot of different things when you enter that store. Again, go by your intuition, go by your gut, because you may walk in there thinking, well, I'm going to go buy an amethyst crystal. Well, when by the time you get in there, you're going to be drawn to a quartz crystal, or you're going to be drawn to a cluster of a quartz crystal. Go by that first intuition. You may not understand it then, but you will later. And yes, definitely, when you get your crystal home, okay, it's very important. First thing is you need to bond for that crystal. There is a process that you go through clearing the crystal. You get to know the keeper of that crystal. And then you're going to program that crystal with a purpose. That's why they come into your life, is because they're going to assist you in some way. So, yes, you can imprint it with a purpose, but you're going to imprint it to your vibrational state. Example, I'm going to try to make this quick. When you come home, you know, gently unwrap it. If you're left-handed, you're going to hold it in your right hand. If you're right-handed, you're going to hold it in your left hand. You're going to put it under clear water and just keep running the water over it slowly until all of a sudden you're going to have a shift in your energy. You're going to feel something, whether it's a tingle, a goosebump, an intuition thought that says, okay, stop, it's done. After that, pat it dry just lightly. And you're going to hold it in your right hand, which is your projective hand, and you're going to take 3 very deep breaths and blow gently across it. By doing this, you are sending your energy, your personal energy signature into this crystal and bonding with it. To me, that's very important. I did it instinctively when I purchased my very first crystal point. I was 12 years old, and I had just walked into a store and was drawn to this most gorgeous amethyst point. And I just bought it. I didn't ask how much it was. I didn't ask anything. I just bought it. I went home with it, and as I said, I used the procedure that I just spoke to you about. It just came as a natural instinct. That point that I bought at that age, I still have to this day. Sometimes crystals will come to you, and they're only with you for a short amount of time. I've had people come to my house that are, you know, people that are consciously on their path. And I know that sometimes I am just an earth keeper of this crystal, but it's going to move on at some point. And when that has happened, I describe the procedures that I go through with it so that the person that I'm gifting it to, it will now become their tool. It will now become their buddy. So, yes, definitely there's always a process to go through, especially if you're wanting to purchase one for conscious reasons. Say you're going through something, you're healing something, clearing something, there's always going to be a crystal there to help you. And they are spiritual tools, and, yeah, kudos to anybody who does have them. And I agree with you insofar as putting it in the clear water, Starsmaya. That's good for you, and it's good for the crystal. I do mine once a month, regardless, because of just different things that go through the air and so forth. Just, you know, to make sure that they're dust-free, make sure that they're breathing, make sure that everything's going the way that it needs to. And if they need to shift places, you know, in my space, I'll move them. I won't question it. I will just move them.
I have a question somebody's asking in the room. They haven't called in, but she asked, she says, I have a family member who can hold a crystal in her hand, and the crystal will become very, very hot. What does that mean? Stars Maya, Stars Dragon Spirit.
Would
what
you
do
like
you think?
To go first, Maya?
Well, for me, I would say it could be two things. Oftentimes when I hold a crystal, it becomes warm because it's picking up my energy. And to me, that would lead me to believe two things, that that person has some healing abilities and that person probably needs some healing. And so he represents a shift in energy. And for myself personally, the way my guides have taught me, that would be not an abnormality. That would actually be, for example, I have crystals that I allow my family and members and friends to use because they're designed for healing. And even though I freeze those for like joint pain to put on joint pain, once I touch them with the intention of healing, they will begin to get warm because that's what's needed. So it can be, to me, it can be a combination of that person's natural healing ability is being transferred to the crystal, and or that person is in need of healing, so that crystal is warming up in preparation to send healing. So what about you, Stars Dragon Spirit? What's your take on that?
In parts, I agree with it. If you are letting someone pick up your crystals and personally hold them, that tells me two things right off the bat. Number one, the crystal's heating up because whatever properties that it has in it, that particular vibration, that particular energy, that person is needing on some level. Whether it's a conscious level, whether it's a subconscious level or an etheric body, if it's heating up, definitely it could be waking that person up to their path, or it could be addressing a certain issue that this person is needing assistance with, healing energy, or maybe being made aware of. Once the crystal warms that way, all of mine do as soon as they hit my hand, that's a link in energy. That crystal is going to know more of what that individual is going to need that's holding it than possibly you do yourself. But whenever it warms up, that's my first thing. It's definitely linking with the energy signature, and that person is being woke up on some level, or, as you said, they are needing healing on some level, so the crystal is assisting them.
Interesting question. I'm glad we got that question. We're able to answer that.
Go ahead. I find it better, especially with a topic like this, if it's about a specific thing like that, if someone asks the question, because it's easy to do that. As I said, crystals, stones, minerals, all of these things, configurations, vibrations, it's a vast ocean of information. And we could, or me personally, I could sit here and tell you all kinds of things, and it may not cover your question. So definitely, if you have a particular question about a crystal or any happening like that or anything, please feel free to ask.
I agree.
I have a question. Yours truly has a question. Okay, now, my crystal, actually, this is very informative. My crystal now was chosen for me. Right, Stars Dragon Spirit?
Yes.
Okay. What happens in that instance? What was the reasoning behind that? And maybe you can explain to the listeners. I know, Stars Maya, I'm sure you have a take on it also, when a crystal has been chosen for you, such as mine.
Yes. Say, for instance, you come to Star Psychics and you talk to an individual that it does have this area that they work in and so forth. Again, they're tools. If I sit down to do a reading with you, again, I read energy signatures. I have a vast amount of levels that I do things on, but if I do a reading for you and you do not know where to begin, you aren't sure what it is that you need, I can see within your energy signature exactly what crystal or what stone that you are needing to work on a specific issue or, you know, a group collective thing with your energy that's needing some type of guidance. So if you were to come to me for a reading, and the way that I do my readings and the things that I see and so forth, I could recommend to you, okay, this is exactly what I'm seeing, and this is what's going to benefit you, even though you may not understand it at the time, again, because everybody doesn't know everything, so to speak. But if I say, okay, you need this citrus, or I'm sorry, I'm sitting here looking at my topaz and the color, citrus color. But if I see a particular stone or crystal for you, and with me I see configurations and different things, or I'll see the natural formation of it, I'll describe it to you. With you, a reading was done. The lady that you purchased it from is very knowledgeable. She travels the world and buys one-of-a-kind pieces. That is her forte in this lifetime, but she's the same. She does a reading. She does this vibrational thing between you and what she has around her. So that particular crystal was crying out for you. It was meant for what you were experiencing at that time,
mm-hmm.
and possibly things to come.
Okay. Yeah, because I've seen crystals before in shops, but I've never really been drawn to them. And it's just recently that I've been drawn to this one. I mean, really, it sat
mm-hmm.
around all these years. I didn't pay any attention
mm-hmm.
to it until, like, maybe the last month. And then all of a sudden, okay, I'm your pal. But they're fascinating, and
works.
I'm going to really, really... I'm going to look at it really thorough. And what about you, Stars Maya? I mean, have you ever chosen a crystal for anybody at all?
Oh, yes. I've done that many, many times. And to me, it's very similar to a reading or a session with someone, more so connecting with their energy and a little bit more on what they need as far as healing, grounding, balancing. And so very often, and I also feel that it's a gift that we've been given on this universe, a very beautiful and special gift. So I also feel that there's something very special about giving to others the crystals that we collect. I have so many big, large, small, medium throughout my home that I give them away very often, and I just know that this particular piece is supposed to go to this person. So yes, I have, and I've had people, clients, friends that have wanted something, and some of them are out of state, and they've asked me, you know, would you pick it out for me? And it seems like it works. I think that you have to you probably have to be a little bit in this profession, because you have to know how to channel the energy and read the person's energy and path. But I think that's a fairly common experience, and I think giving away, I mean, sometimes we, you know, if we've made a purchase, you know, crystals can be very expensive, so there are times when we do have to sell them, you know, if we have a shop or whatever. But there's something also special about the crystal moving on, like Stars Dragon Spirit mentioned, that there are times when the crystal is only with us temporarily, and I feel sometimes... I've gotten a crystal and I've never felt bonded with it, and a month, 2 months, maybe even 3 months later, someone comes into my life, and sometimes one time it was the person that did my nails, and I automatically knew that this person needed this crystal, and so I gave it to them. So I feel crystals come into our lives sometimes, not specifically for us, but because they're going to be passed along to someone else. And you mentioned, Stars Cast, that you hadn't paid a lot of attention. It could be that this crystal has been waiting for the opportunity to bond with you and for the need, whatever that need is, to help you grow spiritually, exponentially, whatever the case may be. And so you've taken note of it lately. And now it's ready to go to work, and you're ready to go to work with it.
Exactly.
Makes sense. It really does. Now, there is something called, and I've heard this from both of you, record keepers. Isn't that what it's called?
Is it record keepers? Is that what you? Okay.
Yes.
What is a, what? That's within the crystal, right?
Okay. Record keepers comes under. I'm sorry, Stars Maya. Do you mind?
I've never even heard that term before. So.
Okay. There's many different configurations, different crystal structures. Record keepers are very, very sought after, but number one, someone that is out purposely looking for a record keeper, okay, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to find it. Record keepers, through my experience, through other people that I deal with, that is their forte again, crystals and so forth. This is what they do. Themselves have said the same thing that I have. Record keepers find the individual. Record keepers will pop up on normally a quartz cluster. And I find it interesting that you brought that up, Kath, because the primary cluster that I have that came from the same person, I have had this for approximately 15 years. Now, this particular cluster is loaded. And when I say loaded, all of the faces in this cluster, it is one solid cluster. It is all female energy. And it has, last time that I counted, was over 225 record keepers on it. And along in this mass or this cluster, there are two primary, what is known as self healers. This is when during the formation at some time the crystal has snapped and it has rehealed itself and fused back together. Record keepers are triangle face, not to be confused with the triangles that you find on a polished point or anything like that. Record keepers are extremely small. Record keepers can only be opened by your thumb nail. Once it is open, it taps into the Akashic records and ancient knowledge. And as I said, normally you will not find a record keeper. A record keeper will find you. There has not been a lot of them that have been discovered. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Melody. She's out of California. She does this for a living. She's been in it for a very long time. I had the pleasure of meeting her one time, and she's an author as well. And I asked her specifically about record keepers. I said, because I have gotten two clusters that are just loaded with record keepers, and she just kind of looked at me and her jaw dropped, and I thought I said something bad. And she said, no, quite the opposite. She says, you must really be gifted in order for a record keeper to come to you. There's a lot of knowledge in record keepers. Like I said, it taps into the Akashic. It taps into the universal fabric itself. And this one, I know as soon as I received this was held on to by our friend that you got that crystal from. She held on to this almost 3 years. Until I had reconnected with her, and she said, I have been holding this for you. And a lot of people have been wanting to buy it. And a matter of fact, when I was out west in the Four Corners area, when you and I first came together, StarsCast, at the same time, she sent this out to me and gifted it to me because she said she knew it was for me. Record keepers are very powerful, very strong. If you do not know how, as Darth Maya had said, channel energy and so forth, it would be very rare you find a record keeper. And secondly, it might not open for you. If you're somebody who's pretty centered, pretty balanced, aware and so forth, oh, no doubt. At some point in your life, if you work with crystals, a record keeper will find you.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. I guess, Stars Maya, we learned something, huh?
I will definitely take
it. I've never really, I have some different concepts and ideas, but I've never really heard that philosophy on, and that idea on crystals. So that's very interesting, yes, that there's such a thing, and they, I guess they find you. So, yeah, we learn something every day for sure, and I'm sure our listeners are learning a lot.
I heard that years ago when I first met Stars Dragon Spirit, when we talked about this crystal, you know, and I remember her saying, we didn't really discuss it in detail, but I remember her saying something about, and a lot of the crystals do other things too, don't they? I know both of you probably know that. I mean, I'm a total novice with crystals, except, you know, the shiny ones I'm attracted to. Of course, those are not the ones that you should have, I guess. Well, if they shine in the light, I guess that's okay. But as far as having any abilities or that kind of, they've been polished and all of that. But what else can we talk? It's amazing, all of this kind of stuff. But I want to ask you, Stars Maya, now, are there different mines that you can find different types of crystals at? I'm assuming there are, right?
Right, right. The majority of them actually each have a little bit of everything, but, you know, like we have a diamond mine, and that's primarily diamonds, and you can find a few other things. And then there's different mines that some of them have a little bit higher vibrational, is what I would say, as opposed to different, you know, stones. I mean, it's primarily crystal, primarily clear, and a lot of amethyst as well, a lot of natural turquoise. I mean, there's a lot. But, yes, there's some variance in the mines. I have one that's my favorite, which is in Russellville, that I feel has the most to offer, and they're very good about not touching the stones when they pull them out and being very careful with them. They're very aware of the power of their energy, so they really honor and respect the work that they do, and they're reasonable, especially if you know them.
she said that kind of slyly.
they do. I mean, I've seen their.
They
kind of
like you, what she's telling us, Dragon Spirit.
Well, I think they have an appreciation for people who understand the, you know, the energy, and that this is a living, it's just like a tree or a bush or a flower. I mean, it's a living, and it's created by a source. Again, whether that's goddess or creator or God, I mean, it's created by something so magnificent. How could it not be when it carries such amazing power and the ability to, you know, that's probably in a nutshell what I see about crystals, is that the ability that they can change, with our energy, and even go from hot to cold, going from, you know, quieting us, settling our anxiety, to helping us to brighten up a little bit, open up some. So I feel that, you know, our crystals work with us, and they do bond with us, and they can offer us so much in our life. So I feel that they're a very important part of my life. And I do clean mine. I have to, because I have so many. And especially, you know, your home gets dusty. And if we have a fireplace, we have a wood stove. And so whenever you use a wood stove in the winter, you know how bad our winter has been horrible here. So you get a lot of dust. So I really have no choice. They have to be washed. And usually, I was going to say that I recommend, when we were talking about bringing a stone home, I recommend that a good way to bond, too, is to shower or bathe with your crystal or your stone. And you can use a very mild, even shampoo, just a tiny little bit, or you can just use clear water. Don't put any baby oil. Don't put any scent. Don't use any scented soap or bath salts or anything like that. But for some reason, I just feel that showering with and washing it off when you first get it helps to cleanse it. And, of course, I feel that our intention is very important as well. Whatever our intention is and our need, that stone is drawn to us, and we're drawn to that stone, and then as we manifest our intention, it becomes even more so, whatever it is that we're needing, whether it's healing or growth, enlightenment, regardless. So they're very amazing to me. I love my my collection.
Well, I only have the one big one, and I'm really very fond of it now. And like I said, it didn't really affect me before, but last month or so, now I'm going to really be talking to it and watching it, and, you know, and it's sitting in a really nice, bright, sunny room, of course, during the day. It's just all the light in the world comes through there, and so obviously it's doing something for me. I can tell everybody that. It really is. I mean, and I, the motivation that I have and what I'm doing with STARS, I think I probably am using its assistance in some way because of all that I do. And, this has been so interesting. We have only one caller tonight, so if you gals want to continue talking or you want to do this one reading here, it's up to you. I kind of leave it up to you guys. What do you want to do
here? What would you like to do, Stars Maya?
I'm open to whatever anybody else wants to do.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and take the caller, and then we can go back.
Yes. Let's take the caller. I'm going to connect you, Stars Maya, with Lisa. And really, if need be, we could, both of you can do a little reading on her if you like. I mean, since we have really talked a lot. This has been wonderful, and I know everybody in the room is really happy about this discussion tonight. So hold on. Let me get Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
You have Stars Maya live on the air. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi. I started living with somebody about 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, and it's not really working out. And I've already given her first month and last month cash, and it just seems like she's trying to run me out, and I don't know what to think of this girl. I have nowhere else to go right now, and I'm sure she's not going to give me back my money, so I want to see what you see, things. Me finding a new place or things improving where I'm living. I just don't know what to make of this woman.
Okay. So, and your name is Lisa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lisa, so you moved in with a roommate. Is that right?
Yeah, she owns the home. She's a single, she's a divorced mother, and I'm just finding out things about her. I'm really not crazy.
Yeah,
about
you are. She, and I'm sorry that you, I feel like you did kind of get tricked. This person feels very unhappy to me, and I almost get the feeling that they're gloating at the situation that you're in. They came across as being very helpful, and so you were pulled in, and this seemed like this was going to be an ideal situation. And I'm so sorry because I can feel the energy, and it's just really taking a toll. The good news is my guides say you probably have 4 to 6 more weeks. I know that sounds long, but that would be the longest. Within 4 to 6 weeks, another opportunity is going to come up. You will have the money, and you will be able to get out of there. And your life will move forward, and this is going to be a lesson for you that you're going to look back on, and it'll make a lot more sense later on down the road. So it is a difficult situation. I'm feeling that you're going to need to make the best of it. As far as what you can do in the meantime between now and when, just for the most part, really keep the faith, because this is very, very temporary. You're not going to be stuck here for months and months. Things are going to change, and this person is going to actually end up, their energy is going to shift so that you will be able to get out, and you actually may even get some money back that you aren't expecting, because I'm seeing that in the end it's going to be an amicable agreement. I don't feel like it's going to end up as bad as what you're thinking right now. So there's definitely a very positive outcome. And
Yeah, my eyes are getting wider and wider as you're talking.
Well, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, I mean, I'm very intuitive. And, I'm totally shocked about this woman. I'm very disappointed. Like
yeah,
I told you, I gave her first month and last month. I gave her $1,200 cash. I mean, and here we're coming up to March, so I'm like, I don't know what to do, if I should give her another month.
No.
I should tell her I'm leaving.
No, don't give her any more money. The law's on your side, and it will cost her. I mean, I can't give you legal advice, so I want to be really clear that, you know, I can tell you what my guys are saying, but, you know, do not take this as legal advice. Please seek an attorney before you take any action that could be used against you. So let me just clarify before I go any further. However, that being said, as long as you understand that I'm not an attorney, I can't advise you on what your state laws are as far as renters, but my feeling is not to give out any more money, and that it will end up, there will be, as much as there was a change or turnaround with her energy from the beginning to now, there's going to be another change around, so you will get out of there, and it will be a lot easier than what it's feeling right now. But I would use caution, and it might be worth it to just seek the counsel of an attorney again, just to be sure that you understand the laws, because I'm not an attorney. The biggest thing, Lisa, that to focus on is that this is going to be a positive outcome for you, and you are going to get out of there, and it's not going to be as difficult as what you think, and you're going to move forward, and you're going to have an appreciation, I believe, is what my guys are showing me. There's going to be a sense of gratitude and appreciation that you would not have otherwise have been able to embrace had you not gone through this situation. So it's definitely a lesson. And since the only reason why I'm taking so much time is because we only have one caller. Normally we have to be very, very quick. But the best thing that you can do is disconnect your energy from hers and not let her affect you. You know, put a bubble, put a circle of protection. And also try not to get stuck in the past. It's very easy for us to say, how did I get into this situation? How did I let this happen? And that serves no good, and all it does is feed negative energy.
I had to get out of where I was living. My sister was kicking me out of the house.
Okay, so, you know, sometimes it's not ideal, but it's a step up better. So you've made a step better, but it's still not ideal. But you're going to make another step, and it's going to be a much more ideal situation, and your level of gratitude and appreciation is going to increase. And I'm just really given this calm, serene assurance that this is all going to work out much better than what it feels right now. So try not to let this situation get to you. Keep yourself disconnected, and don't get caught up in, you know, too caught up in her energy and why she's being like this or how you got fooled or whatever, because it really doesn't matter. Just stick to your own aspirations, and just the main thing is just keep reminding yourself, this is temporary, this is temporary, this is temporary. Well, I hope that I've been...
You don't see them destroying anything because last night I was doing the wash and she threw a dirty washcloth in my clean clothes when I was washing them, when I was drying them. And
well,
I don't know.
She's a little passive aggressive, but I'm not seeing anything, you know, that I'm not getting any warnings that you're in any kind of danger or anything of value. I'm not getting anything like that. I'm not going to say that she's not going to be a little sneaky or be a little passive aggressive, but I think we were going to go ahead and let Star's Dragon Spirit see what she could add to the reading, since we only have the one caller. So is that okay with you, Lisa?
Yeah, it'd be great. When do you see her energy turning around for me, which is a little bit more, cooperative?
I feel like it's going to be within the next 4 weeks. I mean, it could be sooner, but I'm feeling like it's going to be fairly quick. It's going to have to be around the 1st of March before you're going to see a change, and then you are going to feel a change, and everything's going to ease up for you. So a lot of the worry right now, that's why I'm saying try not to worry too much, because this is temporary,
and there is going to be another reversal on this. That's what I'm getting. But let's see what Stars Dragon Spirit is getting on this.
Really, I'm not going to make this long. First off, the first thing that I was slammed with in the face is the karmic debt. So I don't know your history with this person or anything that's been, you know, transpired in the past. It may be something that you're consciously aware of.
I met her on Craigslist. I never knew
this
person.
This could have been a past life thing too, sweetie. People occur, you know, karmic debt. Say, for instance, if something happened between you and someone else, if this person you're dealing with now carries the same energy, it could still fall under the same balancing out, so to speak. I agree with Stars Maya in regards to I don't see it being as bad as you're sensing and feeling right now. I do see at some point you're going to receive some money back, and there is going to be another offer that's coming along to you. And again, just as Stars Maya said, it's a stepping stone. Right now, you're learning. Right now, it's like you're going up a staircase, and each time you hit a certain amount of stairs, you hit a plateau. Doesn't mean that the plateau is going to last long. It could be anywhere from, say, one day to a couple of months for each of these levels. So that's mainly the picture that I keep getting with you, is that you're in a process. You're going to go through these steps. But I also see you cleaning up a little bit of karma, whether, you know, it's from this life or a past life, because you're clearing these steps. You're on the move, so to speak, to get to another plateau of learning. So, again, you're definitely going to get another offer. You're going to find something else. I do see that you're going to get some money back. I don't think you're going to get all of it. I don't see or sense that. I do feel you're going to get something. And when it comes to the parting of ways, I do not think it's going to be a hostile or a negative one either.
Awesome. Awesome, ladies. I do have one more caller, and I'm going to put her through. Thank you, Lisa, so much for calling. And, you know, you can always get an in-depth reading at starswithazpsychics.com. And over there we have 5 free minutes. I lost her, I guess. But anyways, thank you. I've got another one here. Stars Maya, I'm going to connect you, and this will be our last one, connect you with Andrea. Hold on. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
You're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask your one question.
Okay, yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering if you could see me making some money. I need some money into the household. We're kind of at that time, and I haven't been able to work for a few years, and I was wondering, I'm really trying to get things together. Do you see anything?
Are you thinking about, Andrea, is there some thoughts going through your head about starting up your own business as opposed to working for someone?
Yes.
Okay, that's what you need to pursue. Now, just know that the universal energies right now, I think you may have, if you heard the beginning of the show, they're very strong. And so don't let right now in the next couple weeks define you. Stay with this, because not only is this going to be a godsend for you financially, but this is something that you need to do for you. This is a challenging time for you in your life, and this business that you're thinking about is going to be successful. Allow yourself some time. Don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. I see this being actually more successful than you might imagine. It's probably going to take into March before you see it start to take off. But as 2014 continues, you're going to be surprised at how well you do. And this is very much needed. My guides are saying you need this for other reasons other than finances. So I really have a great feeling about this, and don't give up, because be prepared that the conflict and delays in the energies in the next 2, possibly even 3 weeks may make it appear that this is not possible. Ignore it. It is possible.
Okay.
Believe in yourself. It's going to happen, and stick with it. Do not give up. I don't care who is there's somebody in the background, rah, 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 rah. Not literally, but someone is not supporting you. Ignore that person.
Okay.
Follow your true path, and right. I can tell you that you are going to succeed, and you are going to, there's going to be so much growth and so much opportunity. I do thank you so much for the call. God bless you, Andrea,
right.
and good luck.
Thank you for the encouragement. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, ladies, I guess that's it for tonight, unless you have, we lost her. I enjoyed this so much. I hope the two of you enjoyed talking about the crystals, and we have next week. I don't think we have our topic for next week, but oh my, I mean, this was so informative. The two of you are inspiring, and I sit here like I do every week, and I feel so proud that I have such intelligence. And, those that are on staff that know so much. It's amazing. You guys are amazing. And I want to thank everybody in the chat. They closed it early because they knew that we were winding down. And I want to thank Joshua, Stars Joshua, and we had Judy Noah, and we had Stars Priestess Candy, and we also had Stars Priestess Lori in the room tonight, and we had guests. So, anyways, do you have anything final to say here?
Not I, Stars Maya.
If anyone,
okay, well, I love you guys, and we're going to do this again next week and be thinking about our topic so that I can post it. And have an awesome evening, ladies. And, again, this was wonderful.
You too. Thanks. Love you all.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night, y'all. Bye.